mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, it's the big Friday, TGIF. Federal agencies probe oil refinery blast in Texas. Suicide car bomb kills 11 in Iraq, including policemen. It's just the normal explosion news for the day. Terry Schiavo Schindler's health wanes as parents appeal. She's now going into her seventh day without food or water. The torture continues. And Schiavo judge refuses to order feeding tube restored. Later, I want to get into, and we talked about this years ago with the Schindlers when this affidavit first got filed. We had Bob Schindler and his wife on, but I wanted to go back over this because it's, of course, resurfaced again. Shocking affidavit from Terry's nurse where he, Mr. Schiavo, reportedly said, when is that bleeper going to die? I'm going to be rich. And, of course, the nurse, we've talked about this, believed that he was injecting her with insulin. She could talk. She'd say, hello, help me, mommy. She would tell them when she had a bowel movement. But after a decade of no treatment or no help, she has gotten worse. So what they're doing is redefining someone who can talk as a vegetable. And the governor could stop this. Look, the judiciary is the weakest of the three branches of government, according to the Founding Fathers. The legislative is the most powerful, then the executive, then the judiciary. And some of the Founding Fathers argued the weakest is the executive. But certainly the strongest is the legislative, because you have the greatest separation of powers there. You have the largest number of elected public servants. And so it's harder to get a tyrant or a despotic system. It's easier with judicial tyranny or executive tyranny. I think I saw the most amazing C-SPAN clip I've ever watched yesterday, and I'm trying to get a VHS or DVD copy of it because I'm working feverishly right now on the Arnold Exposed ads that have come in for the contest and with the commercials for TV that I'm producing. I've also been pitched, probably won't happen, but I'm also working on a national TV show that I might get on a cable network. Let's just put it to you that way. So I'm working. I had my little week's vacation. I'm only working 12, 14 hours a day. I'm back to 18 hours a day right now. And so I'm begging you, please, when this re-airs on C-SPAN today, tape it. Send me a copy. I'm going to try to tape it. It's supposedly going to re-air, but sometimes the C-SPAN schedule changes. The most amazing thing I've ever seen, and it's on C-SPAN, even more amazing than when I got on C-SPAN and detailed how the government carried out 9/11. And that's coming up in the next segment. Cynthia McKinney, who just got back into office there in Atlanta, Georgia, she had Rumsfeld and General Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and others in front of her. And she brought up the government-run white slavery rings. She brought up the trillions missing from the Pentagon. And she brought up 9/11 war games. And folks, Rumsfeld, the normally arrogant demon, literally looked like someone had punched him in the stomach. You can watch the video of this at prisonplanet.com. It's being posted at Infowars.com as well. I want to thank the listener that sent us the link to C-SPAN, but it's, you know, internet video quality. I want the original. Oh, man. I mean, I want this video so bad, I almost didn't even do the show today just so I could figure out when it's going to re-air and tape it. We've got two incredible guests coming up. Remember the 9/11 war games done back in the 70s of men with box cutters hijacking jets to fly them into the World Trade Centers? We've got the military officer coming on to talk about that. We also have a serial killer expert. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's down to the death watch. 7 days. It'll be 7 days this afternoon since Terry Schiavo Schindler had her feeding tube taken. And there have been a lot of new developments, the tales of this tragedy, this unfolding tragedy coming up. One thing's for sure, she's going to be a martyr, and it's going to really expose the pro-death crowd that's promoting euthanasia in this country and worldwide. I hope something happens here in, 2 minutes to midnight, that the feeding tube could be reinserted. She went 6-7 days a few years ago without water and food, and this kills a lot of people. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Dr. Helen Mortensen, an expert on serial killers, who has interviewed and studied such notables as John Wayne Gacy and many, many others who's lived in and around serial killers, studied them like nobody else. She'll be joining us because I want to pick her brain about elite serial killers. I want to perhaps even shift her paradigm and look at the mindset of the ruling elite, so that's coming up. Then in the middle of the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we have Timothy McNiven, who works for the Pentagon, who was part of these war game scenarios of 9/11-style attacks, and he believes that it's clear evidence of government involvement. This is just a bombshell revelation that is coming up in the middle of the next hour. This entire broadcast is shaping up to be 5-star, so you do not want to miss it. I'm kind of glad it's a Friday show because it'll re-air a lot of our great affiliates throughout the weekend. And I hope that if you miss any of it, you have a chance to tune in and hear all of it because it's so important. Please tell your friends and family to join us. This is kind of a good precursor to what I'm about to cover. New York Times, report calls for punishing peacekeepers and sex abuse, United Nations. A report on sexual abuse by peacekeepers recommended Thursday that offending soldiers and their commanders be punished by their home countries, that payments made to them be recovered and put into a fund for victims, and that the United Nations make compliance with these measures to condition for taking part in its missions. Now, again, everywhere the UN goes, they murder, they torture, they kidnap hundreds of thousands. I mean hundreds of thousands. We're talking in the millions total in the last decade. It is industrialized. In the Balkans, 200,000 women and children were kidnapped at gunpoint, loaded on C-130s, loaded on jets, flown to Saudi Arabia, flown to Israel, flown to Malaysia. DynCorp was convicted in civil court of running the operation. And, I mean, we're talking 200,000. I mean, do you realize how big this is? This is admitted. And you still tell the average person about this, they just can't believe it because it's never really hit our national news. It's in the foreign news. It's in the back of the newspaper occasionally here. I mean, this is stuff so huge, so bad, it's hard to get your mind around. But last night I refreshed PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson had updated it. A great listener had sent us a link to C-SPAN yesterday, live, with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, just an incredible individual, just amazing courage. We have her in my film, The Matrix of Evil, talking about the government-run white slavery rings in 9/11. But here she has General Myers, the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff. She has the Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, the arrogant Dark Lord. She has them all up there in front of her, and she hits them with, why are you giving contracts to DynCorp involved in white slavery rings? Why are trillions missing from the Pentagon? And why were there war games on 9/11? And Rumsfeld literally, who never loses a step or misses a beat, literally looks like somebody was punching him in the stomach while poking hot pokers in his eyeballs. I mean, he literally cringes, starts shaking, and they won't answer any of it. We're not going to tell you what computer systems have made trillions come up missing, just like Enron, folks, but much larger, fake computer systems. And I don't know, he didn't deny the white slavery rings. He just said, well, I'm not going to get into it. Then 5 minutes later, somebody hands him a note, and he goes, oh, that was one person. No, it wasn't. It was DynCorp, period. Caught running this. 200,000 folks in 1 year. That was in 2000. They were found criminally negligent in one case in Bosnia in what, 2002, civilly in 2003. It's admitted. So he tries to manipulate there, and then on, and they are so freaked out when she's talking about the war games and how 9/11 was a national security event even before it took place. So here is that clip, and I'm going to air it again in the third hour. This is just unbelievable. To see the video, it's 10 times stronger. But here it is, folks. Stay with us.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The President called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, There are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contract today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. The answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question. I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
You okay. Punk.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition. And we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract? And how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current, what we call legacy systems, and those that we're moving toward.
And who has the contracts?
That would be a multitude of individuals.
Could you name some, please?
Well, I think off the top of my head, well, I would rather not. I'd rather provide that for the record.
That's not privileged information, is it?
I'm sure it's not.
Well, please. And we still have time, so please.
I would be glad to provide for the record. I don't want to talk from the top of my head and be incorrect.
On your first question, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation.
Liar!
And it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Well, if you can give me information to that effect,
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to you.
Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested about who has those contracts.
Let me assure the gentlelady that we'll make sure that this and exchange of information takes place. And Mr. Secretary, if you can get back with us on the DynCorp story, we'll get that.
All right, hit pause.
We'll get
Thank
back.
You, Mr. Chairman.
There's a few more minutes of this. We'll air it later. I mean, it's unbelievable. Folks, I got BBC, Reuters, AFP. DynCorp, 200,000 people. Wasn't one person doing it. I mean, it's like Rumsfeld when he said on Face the Nation, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. And they play a clip of him saying it. This guy is just the biggest, fattest. He makes Bill Clinton look like a choir boy.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you to free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns.
All right, welcome
burns,
to the next hour. The until 20 burns. Minutes into the next hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Helen Morrison. And, of course, she's got the best-selling book, My Life Among the Serial Killers, Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murderers. And, of course, she's certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology for general psychiatry, as well as child and adolescent psychiatry. She's also a certified forensic psychiatrist. Dr. Morrison is the editor, co-author of four academic books, and the author and co-author of over 125 published articles in a professional field. Having worked with both United States and international law enforcement, she has made presentations in over 15 countries with over 200 presentations in the U.S. alone. Over the course of 25 years, Dr. Morrison has profiled over 80 serial killers worldwide in her role as consultant to a variety of law enforcement agencies. She has interviewed and studied such notables as John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein, and, of course, Wayne Williams, among many, many others. And we have a link via Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to My Life Among the Serial Killers. And I heard her on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and I ended up staying up real late during most of the interview. Very interesting, because I am not an expert on serial killers, but I'm an expert on evil people. The Hitlers, the Stalins of the world, the mass murderers, these mass shooters, they all have this death cult, Hitler, goth obsession. And just talking to her during the break, she's saying, no, those are mass murderers. They're into power, domination, control, usually S&M. But the serial killer is something completely different. And so to try to look at this whole mindset and ideology or philosophy or brain structure is Dr. Helen Morrison. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Just kind of in a thumbnail, tell us how you got into this and kind of describe some of the different levels of the rabbit hole we're about to go down.
Well, first of all, I was in my postgraduate medical school training, and I happened to be able to meet an FBI special agent who showed me some photographs of a particularly gruesome murder, asked me what kind of a person could commit crimes like that. And I said, I really didn't know. I'd never experienced anything like that. But if you ever found the serial murderer, I'd like to talk to him. And about 6 months later, I began my work with Richard Masick, who in the Chicago area was known as the Mad Biter. Basically, when I started the research, there were no differences between how people saw murderers. They were all murderers. But now we see serial murderers as people who kill, at least in my research project, over 7 people over a period of years. They have absolutely no motive. They have no emotions. They never really do anything except like a rote-type murder over time. Mass murderers, like the Columbine killings and the killings in Minnesota, are people who kill because of rage, anger, and they usually feel that people have somehow disappointed them, kept them from a promotion, kept them from attaining what they think they deserve. The third type of murderer is just the Hitler-type murderer, Hitler, Stalin, the people that we know over years who see themselves as godlike figures controlling the world and making the world into their very own image. So there are very great distinctions between those three types.
But with a classical serial killer, the person that kills, as you said, over 7 people in this systematic way, I mean, I've heard them. I've seen them on TV. A lot of them say it's about power and control, and we see that with Hitler.
Well, we see people saying it's about power and control, but most people who talk about serial murderers have never sat in their cells with them or in their prisons with them and talked with them in depth over hundreds of hours to find that they are basically empty shell people. They don't have motives. People say power and control, but it's one way for them to understand the world around them. If you are tying someone up, you have a very solid evidentiary piece that there is someone or something in front of you. If you talk to these serial murderers, and I think Ridgway was probably a wonderful example of this, that he was the Green River Killer. When he is talking about his victims, and the investigators are getting furious with him because he's really not telling them anything in any way, and they said to him finally, well, what did you think you were doing? And he said, well, it was taking out the garbage. That it was like that. They have that much emotion.
I mean, you're almost describing like a robot.
Yes, almost robot-like, although they can portray themselves in any role that they need to portray.
Okay, well, I want to try to get in some of the different distinctions and definitions when we get back. Stay with us, Doctor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up later in the next hour, we're going to be talking about 9/11 with an Army whistleblower concerning government prior knowledge, involvement, running drills of the exact same thing happening that did happen. Also, we'll play that clip from C-SPAN yesterday where Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney grills Secretary of Defense, and Rumsfeld doesn't even deny about DynCorp and the 200,000 women and children kidnapped. He doesn't deny the trillions missing from the Pentagon. He doesn't deny war games on the morning of 9/11. It is the most incredible clip I've ever seen off C-SPAN. We'll be playing that coming up, but for the next 40, 50 minutes, we've got Dr. Helen Morrison. Before we go back to the doctor and talk about her amazing book, My Life Among the Serial Killers, Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murderers, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And it details the incredible Orwellian police state that we documented at the RNC in New York, the hover blimps, the sound weapons, reporters being arrested for absolutely no reason. Anywhere we tried to interview anybody, we got footage of this. And then we get into 9/11, then we get into the mindset of the elite, the Bush-Hitler connection, the Library of Congress. We talk to major reporters. We show the Arnold connection to these societies, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and the Nazi death cults. It's the most powerful film I've ever made, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, and the toll-free number to order the new video that's now shipping, 1-888 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Order a hard copy via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch my new film in its entirety there. All of the other 11 films I've made, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, the local Austin show that now you can get nationwide, and, of course, all the best audio interviews we do in this broadcast, 15 cents a day, ladies and gentlemen, there at PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscription. So why wait? Get it all instantly now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Dr. Helen Morrison and, of course, the book, My Life Among Serial Killers, Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murderers, let me list three different killers, or one of them alleged killers, but now he's admitted it. This scumbag demon in Florida, convicted child molester, grabs a little girl, uses her for 2 days, kills her. He's doing it, I guess, for his enjoyment, being a demonic creature. Or let's take Dahmer. Now, I've seen him in interviews, and his doctor saying that he did it basically because he wanted sex slave robots. And at the same time, he said he didn't know why he did it. It was also just a compulsion. And then we have like a Charlie Manson who's flipping out on LSD and Helter Skelter and killing Sharon Tate and cutting babies out of her. You know, all of this versus a John Wayne Gacy dressing up like a clown versus, let's say, what is the difference between all these different people? I mean, how would you characterize them versus a Harris or Kleibold with a Hitler obsession? How do you differentiate all these different people?
Well, the easy way to differentiate the serial killer from everyone else is that serial killers don't have motives. I think the biggest myth that's ever been perpetuated about serial murderers is that they either hated their mothers or their fathers were brutal or they were people who were mistreated or whatever. And that's absolutely not true. If you look at the statistical analysis that we've done, the thing that we see is that the only commonality among a serial killer is that they have no motive. Sexual predators have sex as a motive. And the man who killed the little girl in Florida, to him, it was just a matter of gratification. To Dylan and Klebold, who were the Columbine killers, their motive was to get back at everyone that they felt had dissed them or had been people who didn't recognize their talents as they saw them. The other people that you speak about, the cult leaders, Jim Jones, who gave everybody the tainted Kool-Aid, Manson, who directed his crew to killings and so forth, are people who were able to take a group of individuals and turn them into what they wanted them to be.
So would you say that that people like Manson and Jim Jones are Hitlers that never made it because they seem to want to have that power?
Absolutely. I mean, they wanted to be able to control and manufacture the world to their ideal and their motive.
What do you call those then? Megalomaniacal lunatics?
Absolutely. They're megalomaniacs. They are people who are, as many cult leaders are, able to find a very vulnerable group of people and turn them into what they wanted them to be.
Okay, so we've got megalomaniacs, and then we've got just the sexual predators.
Yes.
And then we've got serial killers.
Right. And the differences for the first two, the cult leader and the sex predator, is that they have motive, they get gratification, they see themselves as being incredibly talented individuals, but the serial murderer, if you really talk to them, and I'm talking about sitting down with them for hundreds of hours, they are so empty. They have nothing inside of them. They've never progressed from what we as developmentalists see past the first year of life developmentally.
Okay, then, sorry to interrupt, but what do you call a Zodiac killer then, or the guy up in Missouri who was taunting the local TV stations?
Well, BTK, or the Bind, Torture, Kill person is a serial killer. He basically...
Okay, well, then where does the taunting come in, then, if it's not about power?
Oh, well, the taunting comes in about intelligence. It's not about power. It's about intelligence, that they are capable...
So is it like a hunting game or something?
Like hunting. Absolutely okay. Like hunting. It would be like putting somebody in the woods and saying, okay, here's your target. We want you to find it. And it's a highly manipulative way of being, but at the same time, it has, you know, people think, oh, he must have gotten great fun out of doing this, but he didn't.
Very interesting. So, well...
It takes away the myths that have always been perpetuated about serial killers. You know, the Hollywood movies, for example, I think the biggest one was Silence of the Lambs, that really put it into the public's knowledge, made him so human. It made the serial killer someone who was capable of...
Well, in the last movie, the one that came out, I actually saw it. He's like a good guy at the end.
Right, right. And you would never, in a million years, in any way, shape, or form, if you knew serial killers, ever see that scenario
happen. Doesn't that really fit? Because somebody who really had a conscience, somebody who was really empathizing with people, couldn't do this. It's got to be somebody who's really dead on the inside who can mechanically carry this out.
Who's never been psychologically alive. Absolutely. You are so right about that. I mean, can you imagine killing one person after another and just doing it? I mean, it's a little bit like an addict who has a drug of choice. You offer him 40 things and he'll choose one thing, and his whole life is nothing but obtaining and using, and the issue of
pleasure.
So is it
that they're dead inside and they get the adrenaline rush, you know, kind of a hunter's rush, and is that really it? That these are like blazing white spots in this otherwise dark existence?
That's a beautiful way to put it. That spark of whatever it is that never stays with them until they repeat it over and over again. And like an addict, they'll kill for a while, and then some will go dry, and then some will start again, but they'll need more and more in order to obtain that spark, which never stays with them.
Wow, so it's... Now, how do they... I mean, is there a MO or a signature or something that is a telltale sign? I mean, how do these... is there some type of pattern of what develops this type of individual?
No pattern that we know of psychologically beyond the fact that... if we study this, all the theories of development from biology through psychoanalysis, we know that if you're around babies at all, in that first year of life, in the early life of a child, you can sort of put that kid anywhere and pass him around basically in the supermarket and he won't have a reaction. But there's a point in that first year of life that a baby who was so easy to go to other people suddenly becomes clingy to his significant other, the person that's taking care of him, his primary caretaker. And we theorize, because we can't talk to babies and find out, that the baby is on some level aware of the fact that they have now become a completely separate human being and they're dependent on the world for survival. The serial killer never goes through that stage of development. So equally, they never develop a separate psychology. They can, as I said before, mimic. They can appear to be whole human beings. They can function, act. They can be married. They can have kids. But there's absolutely no emotion at all. At all, ever.
Really following rote programs.
Absolutely. There's something instinctual that they are following.
Sounds like, I mean, I'm sure you've looked at MKUltra mind control congressional studies.
Oh, yes.
And it seems like that's what the government was looking for.
Well, in a way, it seems as if they were, but the government also wanted the person to be malleable. And you can't make someone malleable if they don't have anything to mold.
So, I mean, how does it usually start with the serial killer?
As an adolescent. It's the first of the killing usually happens when they're 14, 15, 16 years old. Before that time, these are not kids that are truant or conduct disordered or whatever. they seem to go through elementary school and the first part of high school all right, and then something happens, and what we're seeing and thinking about is all the new knowledge we have of how the brain develops and how hormones and brain chemicals interact that's triggered probably by something genetic that we don't know. It's certainly not passed down in families. They're never violent to their families themselves. And then they start the pattern, and the pattern continues until they're caught.
And so this is how you got somebody living with their wife and children, and then and then the police find 15 dead bodies in the backyard.
Or 33 under the floorboards. John Gacy's wife never suspected anything of him. He killed over a long period of time. She smelled the bodies decaying, but she believed him when he said it was dead mice.
Amazing. How many serial killers do you think we have out there right now?
Well, the FBI usually talks about between 5 to 7 touring the country at any one time. That's a possibility. We of all the things we know, we don't know how to predict these people. We have all these profilers. We have people running around saying, oh, well, this person did that and this person did this. But the only thing we've advanced in is the DNA knowledge and being able to connect the victims together. When I began, we didn't have DNA. Now, instead of all the shoe leather that these investigators have to do, we can connect victims by virtue of the DNA.
What about, you said touring the country.
Yes.
How do they normally, some of them tour huge areas, some of them like a region?
Yes, and some of them a town. And basically when I talk about touring, I look at Ed Gein, who was the model for Psycho. He lived in a small town in Wisconsin, and there weren't access to lots of automobiles or everything, so it was a very localized killing. If you look at most of the serial murderers, they're able to get around their neighborhood. They can drive, and driving is one of their favorite modes of transportation. If they have a semi-skilled job, they can miss a day here or there. Nobody's going to notice, but they can cover a lot of territory. Some serial killers travel from Michigan to Texas or from Florida to Indiana.
What about a Henry Lee Lucas? Is he a serial killer?
Henry Lee, in the beginning, was a serial killer, but then he so made people just trust anything he said because he kept increasing the numbers of people that he killed because he liked the media. He knew that, and he could go on what people call...
What about the railway killer?
Oh, yeah. He was in Texas. He went from Illinois through Texas, and he basically would kill along the railroad tracks.
And he was an illegal alien, and we also have serial killers in other parts of the world.
We have serial killers everywhere, and I know people say that it's a cultural, societal thing. It is not. We have them in Brazil, in Russia, in Iraq, Iran. We have them everywhere, and it is certainly not cultural.
Are there serial killers in Japan?
Yes. Yes, there are. There are serial killers in China. There are serial killers in India. There are serial killers everywhere.
I guess we can go back through history, though, and kind of see the archetypal image of the evil man hiding in the shadows that just wants to kill you.
Absolutely. And part of the book does talk about the history that we've been able to go back to the 13th century and take a look at what previously were described as group killings that turned out to be serial killings. And through Germany and South Africa and all through the 30s, trying to piece together some of these histories that were never looked at from the context of serial killings.
Well, there's an undeniable thread with the mass murderers to death cults and Nazis and devil worship and devil horns. And it's just over and over and over again. But in the case of serial killers, I know in some of the cases, in the Hillside Strangler and others, they're into 666. Do you see this occult fascination with serial killers?
Not in all of them, no. It's a fairly rare occurrence. If they do get into anything, it's because they have some concrete representation. See, they're not able to keep in their heads pictures of their victims. They can keep a souvenir, which will trigger something in their memory. But it's not like those of us who carry around pictures in our heads of loved ones to whom we're attached. They don't have any of that.
So literally they don't have a conscience, they don't have an interface, they're almost just like these reactive, I'd almost say they're not even human.
They are not human. And that's one of the big things that it is very difficult to try to explain how they got that way. And that's why we went into the whole issue of biology and developmental theory, that someone always asks me, are they pure evil? Well, you know, my profession is just beginning to look at the concept of evil. But if you look at what people need, they need something to hold on to. They need something that's bigger than they are.
So they're these empty creatures, these vessels that are being filled. The question is, if they're empty vessels, why are they being filled by evil?
Right.
Or perhaps a lot of these empty vessels out there are filled by something else, maybe sports or something. But these guys are filled by evil. Also, we're talking about female serial killers, a little bit more rare, but they're out there. With our guests, stay with us. This is intriguing.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Loaded phone lines coming up a little bit in the next hour. We'll take your calls for our guest, Dr. Helen Morrison. She's the author of the book. You can get it in all major bookstores or Amazon.com. My Life Among the Serial Killers, Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murderers. And, Doctor, I study governments, and I study the elites that serve the larger corporations. And time and time again, I run up against the fact that the people in control of our society, and throughout history, those that rise to the highest levels of power, don't have a conscience. Or in some cases, they're sadistic and it's like a game. They enjoy the power. You know, we talked about cult leader types, and that's the danger with any centralized government. But then, you know, comparing that to just serial killers throughout history, it brings up more questions, I guess, than it does answers.
Well, it does. And I think one of the things that you keep pointing out is that what most of those individuals are missing is a conscience. The right and wrong, the feeling guilty when they've done something wrong or that something's gone bad, and the wish to make things right. What happens with the serial killer is the conscience is the least of the things that they don't have. They have no emotion. They have no human attachments. They have no motives. They have no goals. And that makes them different from the people who are considered the elite, who run either governments or programs or schools or whatever, because those individuals generally are out for themselves in the context of whether they want to be noticed as being great leaders or great philanthropists or whatever. The serial killer doesn't have any of that. His emptiness, and it is a he. I know we talk about female serial killers, and we'll get to that in a minute, but he has absolutely nothing he gets out of this. It's a rote type of non-emotional action, and it's very hard for us to deal with as human beings.
So it's almost like a theater that they just continually replay.
Absolutely, and it has that two-dimensional sense to it.
When you're in the room with these people, I mean, how many serial killers have you had a chance to interview?
Oh, my gosh, over 80 so far around the world.
Do they ever say, "Doctor, I'd like to kill you"?
Never, never. They don't even see me as anything other than another two-dimensional whatever object. They will very frequently, and I do request this, that because we sit for 4 to 6 hours at a time and we are in a prison setting, what I ask is that they be unshackled and be left to sit as comfortably as they possibly can. I don't take chances. I mean, I've been locked in death row with these guys, and guards have walked away and whatever. But I know on some level that prison gives them some kind of a structure that they're not going to need to repeat. And very frequently...
And so they're not in hunting mode when they're in the cell with you.
No, not at all. In fact, in prisons, they generally become model prisoners. They follow the rules. They have the structure to follow. They don't have, and they never have, been violent in prison. It's only when they're out there. It's when they're not being, I guess I could use the word sheltered or structured, that they act.
Have the brains themselves been studied to see if there's any
well,
physical?
We've only been able to get dead brains, brains of the dead and executed serial killers. We are not, and that's, we've never seen anything. And we've had these seen by neuropathologists around the world, and America's leading pathologists, and they find absolutely nothing on a big level or a small level. What we want to do is we want to do live brain recordings, and we're not permitted to do that.
You mean hooking up the electrodes and doing CAT scans and stuff?
And putting in electrodes in the brain that we do with people who have epilepsy.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.